Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So today, the program we have a little different. We're going to have a little meditation. Then we're going to talk about Mount Kailash. Mount Kailash, Holy Mountain, Mount Kailash. And then we're also going to have distribute the blessings of the Mount Kailash to everybody, only if you like. If you feel like don't need a Mount Kailash blessing, don't move from your bed, just sit there. Don't move from your chair or cushion, just sit there. But if you want, then you can get a holy water, and of course, students very seriously collect this water and brought all the way back to. And also, there's some kind of souvenirs. Some of them is the picture of the Mount Kailash, the mountain, holy mountain picture. And other side, there is a lama picture. This lama is the founder of the Mount Kailash, of the lama who has a lot of supernatural power, other than Milarepa. But then there is also a picture of Mount Kailash and Milarepa also. Depends on what you're going to get. Those are the blessings. Me and one of the students' idea that Sunday to give everybody one piece as a blessings that you all benefit without going to Mount Kailash. So that's the program. So first is we're going to meditate as usual, because a little meditation, one every Sunday you come here, or we come here, is more beneficial than anything else. So we're going to meditate, everybody. Now, meditation part, some of you heard last 10, 20, 30 years. Some of you maybe first time. But anyway, whatever form of meditation you know, use that technique. The most important part is not just only physical how you meditate, but also how you deal with your mind. Your awareness, your mindfulness, and your consciousness, or sometimes they call your monkey mind. I'm not here to tell you you have monkey mind, but you might be surprised that you have like monkey mind. So, Samshavarsepachane means the whole concept of meditation is your mind need to be peace. And wherever there is a peace, there is a harmony. Harmony. Harmony with everything. Harmony with external things, but harmony with also internal things. Internal is inside you. External is outside of you. Both need to be harmonized. The more you know how to harmonize, more peaceful you are. Sanchavarche Bhashane means there is no meditation unless you harmonize everything. Harmonize everything. Sanchavarche Bhashane means also the peaceful, without peaceful mind, without peaceful experience, there is no meditation. There will be preparation for meditation. There will be hopping, jumping, and leveling, and chasing something, or noticing something, and then also, you might say, clinging. Clinging and grasping, grasping and clinging on something. Those are not necessarily meditation, but they may be preparation for meditation. Preparation is not meditation, but preparation is necessary in order to meditate. Are you with me? Okay. Last but not least is, if you can let go everything, that is what we call concerned. Everybody have hundreds of things concerned. So if you can let go what you concerned, For a short period of time. That is first step. It looks like if you're not concerned, then a whole world gonna clap. The whole world, WORLD, is not gonna functioning. That's how you feel. But the fact is, whole world doesn't even know you exist. They don't know you exist, or you're gone, or you're just going to gone. They don't know. But the common mistake, common misunderstanding is we concern a lot, family, friend, or just anything. We concern a lot, we worry a lot. That is how we distracted. In other words, we're busy. We're busy, so busy, we don't even know why we are busy. We are so busy, we just don't know why we are busy. Day and night, we are busy. But if somebody asks you why you are busy, you just don't know. The answer is, you might say, just everything. I'm busy, just everything. Busy, busy, busy. And why I'm talking about busy, it shows there's no meditation. If there is some element of meditation, you might begin to tell me, I'm not busy, I have plenty of time. Most important thing is take care of yourself. And how you take care of yourself, you take care of your mind first. And if you don't know how to take care of your mind, you don't know how to take care of your body either. You don't know take care of your speech either. So, body, physical action, out of control, and verbal speech, action, also out of control. We always say wrong thing for the wrong person. Those are signs, out of control. Simply, why your speech and body out of control? Because your mind is out of control. Confused. Confused mind will make decision not so good. So that's a reality. What's the difference between bodhisattva, enlightened beings, unenlightened beings? Bodhisattva, enlightened beings, not confused. Unenlightened beings, confused. That's the difference. What confused? Their mind confused. When their mind confused, all action, physical action, involvement with activities, all confusing. Distraction. So, let's go back to your mind. Mind need to be relaxed. Simply, when you open your eyes, do you see everybody around you? If you say yes, it's not only eye consciousness, it's because you have mind consciousness behind the eye consciousness. So, why I'm saying that here is, it's your mind ever present. It's always there. And you're telling me you don't even know your mind. And you're telling me you don't even know where your mind is located. And you don't know your mind, that's a fundamental problem. In other words, not knowing your own mind, the most important thing that you have is your mind. You don't know your mind, you know nothing. Everything else you think you know is not much worth. Because most important thing is to know yourself and you don't know. So how can you say you know everything else? Only you don't know yourself. To know everything, first you have to know yourself. Score number one is more important. In order to count 1 through 100, number one is important, because if there's no one, you cannot jump into 2 or 3. You have to start with the score number one. So let's meditate upon your mind. The size of the mind is beyond measure. But people, very sensitive and a small mind. The more small mind, more difficult to face confusions. More small mind means always you run into trouble. Feel like your trouble, your problem is 100 times bigger than yourself. That's how you feel when you are small mind. Big mind means all the problems that come one by one, but still you survived and you can feel like I can handle it. Big mind. The biggest mind is free from problem. The biggest mind is nothing is bigger than the mind. Therefore, all the problem becomes small. In reality, you can see through. The problem doesn't exist. The problem exists. It looks like it exists. It looks like there is some problem. But when you see through, then problem transcends. Therefore, biggest mind, Buddhist Bodhisattva mind, they don't see any problem because anything they see is enlightened activity. It's a transform into wisdom. So, unenlightened beings, everything we see is a problem. And the problems are bigger than yourself. However, you forgot your mind is beyond size, beyond measure, and infinity. You can visualize the whole universe in a single file. The size of the universe is the size of your mind. Size of the shine room you see, size of your mind. Mind, it can be big, it can be small, depends on how you manage to look. Small pipes, then you see everything small. Big pipes, you can see everything big. So it's all you control. So mind, as I said earlier, some people more sensitive, that means more narrow-minded, small mind. Some people can handle problem better. It's a little bit bigger mind. And Buddhist Bodhisattva mind, free from problem. It's not free from problem. It's just all the problem can't do much harm. Therefore, it's a free from problem. So let's meditate. And calm your mind down. Try to experience a peaceful experience in your mind. In a peaceful, if you don't experience a peaceful, there is no harmony. So the peaceful harmony, everything, anything comes, you need to harmonize. Then good shamadhi meditation, or good meditation. Mind is a clear crystal. It should not have any dirt. Mind is like pure water. It should not have any dirt. No unidentified animals flying around. Mind is like space. It should be free from cloud. Mind is like an ocean, free from waves. No waves. Mind is like a mountain. It should not have a lot of animals roaming around. If there is animal roaming around, that means you have discursive thoughts. No good. So let's meditate. And I save my energy.
this and put a couple of icon, like Bible icon, and then bring back right now.
So I say same, the mind, big mind and small mind, has something to do with what size of meditation you are familiar with it. The more you have meditation experience, sort of speaking, the mind, the size of the mind is bigger. And in other words, you will handle things more easily when you face problems. Now, I also want to say different way to talking about mind is a stable mind and not so stable mind. Sometimes people have notice very unstable. You can't decide anything. And that means, that shows you are not very stable. Your mind is not focused, not stable. So nobody can rely on you, because you say one thing, do other thing. In other words, what you say does not mean anything. And that's very sad in the human realm, because it will degenerate your value of yourself, value yourself. People can't rely on you, including your relatives and family. So you can say all kinds of things but deliver nothing, so to speak. And if you're not one of that, you are lucky. And I'm happy to hear that. But the stable and not stable has a lot to do with meditation. Buddhas and Bodhisattva dedicate not just only one lifetime, many lifetimes to serve and help sentient beings, and so stable, even it costs their life. They don't care it costs life, but they don't want to lose their goal. That's kind of setting. Unenlightened beings are kind of wishy-washy. Means 1 minute, yes, and then 2 minutes later, no, kind of thing. And I'm sure you're familiar with that, some of them. So, in a Buddhist meditation center, I was hoping you become more reliable. And become more reliable means that your near and dear one can rely on you. You deliver what you promise. You do what you say you will do. So that's a major contribution towards the society, community in general. Because you become more responsible, more reliable, more stable because of your participation in the meditation and dharma practice. So stable, stable, stable. The more you stable, less complaining. Because complaining is since beginning this time we start complaining and haven't really slowed down yet. We're complaining last breath. When it's gone, it's gone. Until then, we're complaining. I'm telling you, from Buddhist point of view, don't complain anything. Don't complain because you did complain enough. And you're not getting anywhere, so what's the point? Instead of complaining, enjoy it. And deal with skillfully. Deal with skillfully. Deal with calm and harmony. Whether it's something to do with your physical, bodily, or mentally. So that's my message here. So next part, time flies, so I better do other things. You're getting blessings from the Mount Kailash. Mount Kailash is once a lifetime experience, although some of us went a couple times, but every time we go, we learn something more. And we inspire more things. It's not easy. It's not easy thing. It's a difficult one. But it's a worthwhile, as I said, once a lifetime experience. Money-wise, physically, and also spiritually, just every angle, it's a once a lifetime kind of thing. I don't have to talk too detailed because there's a group of 10 or 20 people. I'm sure they will tell you 10 or 20 different stories. So let it be. And I don't have to waste or talking my energy here. If you ask me how it was, I will say it was good, as I expected. That's my answer. And everybody did good. And especially some people did even better than others. I wasn't doing better than others. There are a couple people dragging me, pulling me, and pushing me. Without them, probably I had a hard time. So, my merit, if there is a merit, I have to share with those people who are pulling me and pushing me. Conclusion here is, we are back at home in one piece. So, overall, I'm happy about that. As I say, we have two gifts. One is Mount Kailash giving away for those people who didn't go. And one is holy water of the Mount Kailash. You can have a little touch in your tongue and I guarantee you won't get sick. I drink them quite a bit, and I'm still talking. That means it's okay to drink. Other than that, I want to also ask, there were a group of people send me some money for Butterlime. Butterlime, Butterlime, Butterlime. we burn left thousands of butter lamp. And Jokhang Bakur is the main temple of the Lhasa. The most famous temple is Jokhang Jinrezi. And the Jinrezi talking Jinrezi. The Jinrezi talking Jinrezi, that shrine room, and outside there is a butter lamp. You can light the butter lamp. We burn group thousands of thousands. Individual also burn thousands of thousands of butter lamp. Thousands of butter lamp is maybe $150. It's not too expensive, but their standard, it is expensive. And then, just letting you know that those people gave me $10 or $15 or whatever amount, the butter lamp that you asked. The butter lamp, we burn butter lamp thousands and tsufu. We burn butter lamp in the Samye monastery. We burn butter lamp in some of the monastery or temples around the Mount Kailash. We bought all money payment stones are cost about 100 yuan. East side, west side, south side, everybody, big piece of rock, carving all money payment home or come up a channel. We keep buying whenever we can. And on behalf of all sentient beings. In the Darjeeling, where the Mount Kailash is, the local people found out I was Lama. And we kept in a low key, but towards the end of the tour, there was a horde of people coming and crying, and I had to do a lot of Lama work. And they are pouring money into me in thousands and thousands of yuan and asking me to do prayer and blessing. So I told that I don't need the money. I'm okay with the money. You keep the money. They said, we know you don't need money, but we need to give you money. That's what we need. So I asked one of the students, keep all the money in kata, and by the time we got in a Jokhang, I collected several thousand yuan, and then I bought a butter lamp, thousands and thousands of butter lamp burned again on behalf of them. And they gave me some of the names, so I read the name in front of the temple and burned the butter lamp. So I didn't spend myself at all. So I managed to do that. So I'm happy about what I've done there. So that's the butter lamp. So butter lamp, those of you contribute to butter lamp, I have a little souvenir for you. So after the talk, you need to come up Lama interview room or find me and there. Some of them I can remember, like Kani Kailash. I have to remember everybody's names here. And then if I go around Tarona, if I go around Michelle, if I go around David Thompson, very, very good. Dr. Alexander. Okay. Now, you guys, I mentioned name, you need to get a little souvenir. Because the butter lamp, I burned the butter lamp, but I got a little bit back something from there too. So therefore, you need to color that. And now, everybody, this line, rise. And Frank, can you come here, help me? And you're going to drink the water. If you don't feel like to drink, you put on your hat. Then I have the Mount Kailash gift. Mount Kailash gift. If you like to put in your neck, that's fine. Or you can put in your pocket. It's also good. So how about this section first? And those who are not traveling in Mount Kailash, those you are traveler, you don't have to come. Okay, so come one by one, please. Okay, and then you need to drink a little water, just one hand. Okay, next person, please. We have to do it fast. Water. Okay, there is the water. One hand. One hand is better than two hand because water doesn't stay in two hand. Just let you know. One hand. One palm. In a palm, it's one of those things need to know. Mm-hmm. Come one next person. Next person come closer so it will be move faster. Okay, hand. Next person come closer. Yeah, you can stand here. Okay, without touching on the table too much. Okay, and then. Yeah, water. Okay, next person, water. Okay, next person, so just come. Next person, come. Okay, water. Okay, this is Mount Kailash. You can tie it on a car if you want protection, sort of speaking. Jennifer is here, special. All the way in New York. Water, holy water. Now this section. Okay, water. Holy water. Not that much, but less. That will be too much water for them. Holy water. How are you?
Good to see you.
Okay. Okay, everybody got that? So, Mount Kailash is a very famous with Yawa Guchangpa the Lama who founder of the Mount Kailash, it's called Gotsampa. He was meditating in a vulture's nest, Gyawa Gotsampa, the victorious, the vulture's nest meditator. And so that Lama picture is on one side, if you will have a Lama. If it's a Milarepa, Milarepa is also, he fought with the shamanism, the bone leader, and performing a lot of miracles to back and forth each other. Finally, Milarepa got a little bit upper hand. I mean, so he win. When he win, then it become a Buddhist, part of the Buddhist. However, the Pun, the shamanism, still circumambulate, even though they got their part, other mountain, but they're coming back in the same regional one. They're doing a counterclockwise, we're doing the clockwise. Anyway, and then Hindus also, because it's a Shiva shrine, it's very important. And so it's a two, three different religions involved with it. In a Vajrayana teachings in a tantric, it says that one of the 24 most holy sites in the universe, Mount Kailash was the head of one of the main sources there. And not to mention about the four sites of the rivers, contributes the almost like 80-60% of the water in the whole planet come from the Mount Kailash, from east side, south side, north side, west side. Not necessarily biggest river, but start with the Mount Kailash, four directions have big names all the way to most countries, the water supply. As I said, I don't know, 60 or 80% water sources there. So the glaciers are melted. That means eventually planet will have less and less ice water, which means it will be a danger for all the living beings. So it's also called the roof of the world. Roof of the world means the roof of the house. Tibetan and Mount Kailash, it's like roof. So if the roof has a problem, everything is a problem. So that gives you some idea about how important land geometrical point of view and just survivor point of view, it's very important there. So we're going to recite Milarepa mantra a few times. So repeat after me. Jemalaya Bodo Jela Sorvandezo. All together. Jemalaya Bodo Jela Sorvandezo. Jemalaya Bodo Jela Sorvandezo. Jemalaya Bodo Jela Sorvandezo. Jemala jeba do jela sorvandezo. Jemala jeba do jela sorvandezo. Jemala jeba do jela sorvandezo. Sarva mangalam. Sarva mangalam.
Sarva mangalam.
Sarva mangalam.
Sarva mangalam.
So thank you very much, everybody. And more detail about trip, as I say, our fellow travelers will tell you more detailed stories. And I try to focus on attitude and altitude. And altitude, everybody a little fuzzy up there, but yeah, saying the wrong words and acting wrong way and things like that. But important thing is we are back here home. Yeah, that's altitude. Attitude, I think everybody did a good job. Some people may have to may have to catch their attitude a little later. Stuff like that. But anyway, me, first day was the hardest. Second day and third day was much easier. And we also able to hire or buying circumambulation for a whole Mount Kailash for more than 18 round we bought with as a group, and they went successful, and some of them is dedicated to all mother sentient beings who are dead and who are dying. And so I think overall that went well. In my opinion, it went well. But that's only me I'm speaking. So I had a busy day for last 3 days in Lhasa because 19 relatives came from Kham, and I have to listen one by one what they had to say. And how they related to my sister, and how they relate to my niece and nephew, and how they are my uncle and auntie. Some of them I know sort of a little bit, and other I don't know much, but I have to figure out, reconnect with that. And overall went well, and, you know, we end up in a big restaurant with a group. Our group, trip group, invited them for, because we have leftover money, we invite for the lunch. It was dinner. And I noticed my uncle, auntie, uncle's wife, my sister, none of them eating. And I found out they hate outside food. So I was bringing all these people, they can hate the food. And not eating any of the restaurant food. But we're paying head, one, two, three, like this. So they're paying the food, but not eating. But I didn't know until I tried. They were very polite. They would say, yeah, sure, we can go eat. They're not eating at all. And then I found out that they like their own food. They brought their own food. More healthier, more simple. That's their life. But anyway, that's a part of my story. My part of the story. So anyway, thank you very much. Please rise, sing a song. And those people, name I mentioned, need to talk to me up there. And anybody, important issues, need to talk to me. And talk to Michael. He will let one by one go up. Thank you very much. Now we are singing a song together.
Page 5, identifying a capable student.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3.